This public radio podcast is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Free gasoline.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Now that I have your attention, I'm sorry to report that gas is as far away from free as it's ever been. $4 a gallon, on average, nationwide. I paid $4.50 yesterday here in California. In case you missed it, the price of oil skyrocketed on Friday to $139 a barrel. This morning, it's at $136 and change. By the way, the most popular sales promotion in America is quickly becoming free gas. A lot of companies are offering it. The stock markets have withstood the assault of oil prices pretty well up until now, but this is just too much. In Asia today, the markets fell a good 2%. They were just following Wall Street's lead from Friday. The Dow had its worst day in more than a year, a drop of 395 points. It's at 12,209 to start this week. European shares are holding steady so far this morning. President Bush is in Europe. It's his last official visit there as president. Bush is bound to face questions about the economy. It's become a pretty touchy subject between Europe and the U.S. Marketplace's Bob Moon has more.
The credit crisis had barely begun when French President Sarkozy addressed the U.S. Congress through an interpreter last fall.
The America that I love is the one that encourages entrepreneurs, not speculators.
Now there are estimates that European banks have suffered even more than their American counterparts from speculation in subprime loans that were made in and exported by the U.S. Robert Shapiro was a Commerce Undersecretary in the Clinton administration. He says tighter U.S. banking regulation remains high on the European wish list, but they know it'll probably have to wait.
European leaders understand, as well as Americans do, that a president with a 30% approval rating is unlikely to be able to achieve any significant legislative changes in an election year.
Bush is also expected to talk about helping poor countries deal with soaring food prices, but Shapiro says the Europeans aren't likely to pressure Bush on U.S. farm subsidies since they've been protective of their own subsidies. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Walmart just might take over the music business. The Wall Street Journal says another major band has signed a deal with Walmart. That would be AC/DC. The band will only sell its new album through Walmart stores this fall, just like Garth Brooks, the Eagles, and Journey have done. AC/DC still hasn't allowed Apple to have its music. It's one of the few remaining iTunes holdouts.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. By gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about business at gather.com. And by Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit Fortune 500 company helping members thrive in retirement. You can learn more at thrivent.com/retirement.
More
More distressing news for the banking industry today. A Swiss newspaper said UBS might lose $4 billion in the second quarter. Plus, the fund manager BlackRock predicted the credit crunch will last 2 to 4 more years. Alan Sloan from Fortune magazine. We've heard several times how the financial sector is almost out of the woods. Then the banks report these new losses and a need for another batch of money. What's your sense about where the banks are right now?
See, I don't think they are anywhere close to getting out of the woods. And every time I hear someone saying, well, it's in the seventh inning, it's in the sixth inning, I keep thinking, well, it may be a 16-inning game. You know, the same problems are still there. And until the system is purged of the problems, there's no reason to think they've gone away.
Well, the banks have been raising billions of dollars in capital for months now, and some of them are coming back asking for more. Where is all this money going?
off the top of my head, I would say the banks and investment banks have raised something on the order of $250 billion, which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But the problems, I think, have been worse than they thought. They keep continuing. And you've seen in the U.S. any number of institutions saying, we think everything is fine, here are our losses, but there won't be any more. And then in the next calendar quarter, they come back with more losses. And that's cost a bunch of these guys their jobs. People, I guess, who run institutions are naturally optimists, unlike journalists. And they kept thinking they had a handle on it, and they didn't. And after the second or third time that it turns out that an institution does not have a handle on its own finances, the people sit around and say, wait a minute, if we don't understand what's going on in our institution, how do we know what's going on in any other institution? And how do we know that we can trust them? Because we're not even sure we can trust ourselves.
Right. And the business that banks do, one of the main ones, is making loans, and they're not doing that. What is it going to take to get the banks lending again?
It's going to take the banks deciding that they have reached the bottom. The banks have raised, as I said, $250 billion, and it's as if it all disappears. I mean, sooner or later, the thing is going to work out, and things will turn around, but I don't know when that is, and I know that nobody knows when it is. But other than that, everything is fine.
All right. Thanks, Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine.
My pleasure, Scott.
It's upfront season when the TV networks sell ad space for next year. Stacey Vanek Smith checked in on how it's going.
It's been a staticky season for TV. Ratings are sliding, there was a writer's strike, and the economy's in a slump. All of that had the networks bracing for a big drop from last year's $9 billion upfront market. But instead, things are holding steady. Hollywood Today's Alex Ben Block says TV is still the best way to reach a broad audience.
Even with all the alternative forms of marketing, if you want to build and buy awareness, you still have to go to network TV. And the big advertisers realize that, and they're willing to pay for it.
But advertisers don't always want to go big, so cable expects to cash in, too. Channels like TBS and TNT have hiked ad prices significantly this year. Block says even though cable audiences are smaller, they're easier to hone in on. So channels like ESPN and the Food Network can command premium prices. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.